find out more.
American influence in Egypt is certainly tanking as Cairo goes up in flames. Three people dead, hundreds of people injured in some nasty, bloody attacks. Mubarak's thugs opening fire at daybreak. That's where we begin America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all the nooks and crannies in between. You can always throw in with us at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Ultimately, we answer the question, why do you care? Who cares? Someone said to me today, Kate, who cares? Get off Egypt. I'm sick of hearing about Egypt. I don't care. Yes, you do. You care because economically it does affect the United States. You care because strategically it does affect the United States unless we completely are out of the Middle East game, which that's not happening. Too invested, and there's no way we would leave the Middle East, particularly if you look at Israel. What, just abandon Israel? That's not happening. If you look at U.S. interests and the oil situation, I don't care what percentage it is, there still is a chunk of oil that we rely on in the Middle East. You think of Saudi Arabia, you think of Jordan, and Egypt was certainly an ally that was peaceful. That's the whole idea. Oh, peaceful allies. Love them. Not peaceful anymore. And ultimately, how does the U.S. emerge from this? In other words, American influence is, as I said, is certainly on the way out. At least temporarily, when Mubarak goes, he's done. Mubarak can't be happy with what the Obama administration has had to say. To be sure, Obama has not... He's talked about peaceful transitions, but he's not said Mubarak needs to leave and he is a dictator and we are done with Mubarak after supporting him for 30 plus years and sending money to Egypt for their military. No, of course not. But his flunky, Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesperson, had plenty to say for the president, so to speak, on Egypt, talking about Mubarak's chances and now means now and all that sort of stuff. So take a listen.
President Mubarak has a chance to show the world exactly who he is by beginning this transition that is so desperately needed in his country and for his people now. Now means now. The transition, there are things that the government needs to do. There are reforms that need to be undertaken, and there are opposition entities that have to be included in the conversations as we move toward free and fair elections that we've advocated for quite some time. We are watching events that have not transpired as they have in this region of the world in thousands of years.
Yeah, certainly not. And what's interesting is a lot of the information coming out of Egypt, it was nasty, too. You had camels, you had horses, you had whips that were out, you had Molotov cocktails that were being thrown. Anderson Cooper, you know him from CNN, he was banged on the head like 8 times. Usually kind of the hands off the journalists who were in the crowd. Not always. Journalists have been killed covering things, but they didn't care in Egypt, whoever it was that nailed him. Social media playing a big part, just like in Iran, Google, Twitter, all that sort of stuff. That's been coming out to show pictures and to give a sense of what's really happening. And what's really happening is, at this point, it's chaos. It's chaos, and it's at times very uncontrolled. Because now you've got the Mubarak henchmen in the streets, and you have the protesters in the square. Anti-government or pro-government, but they're clashing, and they weren't clashing before. That's why 3 people were killed. That's why 600-plus were injured in this. I mean, truly, it's blood. The question becomes, how far does Mubarak take this? Because he's not getting the backing now. He's not getting the backing that he would need to try to stay in power. He's hanging on with the death grip, that's what I'm fond of calling it, to that office. After 30 plus years, so a bunch of young people who are 25 and younger screaming for him to leave, he doesn't care. He wants someone to engage him, to hang there with him, which none of the world leaders are doing whatsoever. but he doesn't want to, and doesn't want to let go. He doesn't want to make any kind of a transition, as he said, until September. And I don't think he's going to get that deadline. He's not going to be there in September. Very doubtful. If I had to lay down some odds on this, the odds are that he is definitely gone, probably by the end of the weekend, maybe the beginning of the week, unless it somehow pushes a little bit further. But this is not going to go away anytime soon. It's not going to fall. Something's going to happen. Mubarak is done for. Speaking of being done for, you know, the health care law and the whole repeal thing that was part of why so many were elected in the midterm election. So what's next? We tried to look at both sides of this when we went to Washington, and we did. We looked at what anybody who happened to be pro for affordable health care said were the misconceptions, and then those who absolutely want to see it shredded talked about, okay, here's the other misconceptions that you don't realize. One thing that everybody agreed on was the 1099s that would have to be issued for anybody who had a vendor or was paying for $600 or more. So a couple of senators chimed in on this. Healthcare didn't make it. The repeal didn't make it through the Senate. It went along party lines, of course, and the Democrats outnumber the Republicans in the Senate. But here's two different points of view, I guess, in a way. Senator Mitch McConnell, who wants to see it go down, and Senator, I think his name is Johans, who talked about the 1099 being amended. Take a listen.
We'll be looking at it in every different way to revisit it, and hopefully our friends on the other side of the aisle will have other epiphanies in addition to the 1099 requirement. They may conclude there are other things that ought to be fixed.
Just a remarkable result, and I could not be happier for all those in the business community that are worried about this, from the very, very smallest to the largest.
All right, and he's right about that, because really everybody in the business community thought it was abhorrent and that there's no way that they could possibly stick to that. 1099s for, yeah, 600 or less, and the small businesses, they pay for a website and it's $1,000, maybe a little less than that, but definitely over 600. And then you just look at other things that you're picking up from somebody, services, and it could get really out of hand quickly, and it would be more paperwork and would cost the government more, so it wouldn't help to serve anyone's interests. We knew that was going to happen. Boom, it's done. And it's gone. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, let me set the menu for you. We will lighten the load, I promise. We have birthdays and news you can abuse and this day in history, looking back on some big events that happened. You know, that whole thing about history repeating itself. Boy, it's looking that way in the Middle East, isn't it? And the Middle East might never be the same again with what's happening on these streets, and the relationship with the United States and Egypt might never be the same. You can never assume anything when you don't know if there's a switch, ultimately what the reaction will be. So we'll lighten the load a little bit. We'll talk more about Egypt, obviously. We'll fill in the blanks and also remind you we do have the Super Bowl. So we're going to do a little sports shorts for you, get you up to date on what's happening Super Bowl-wise in the land of ice and giant football players. That's coming up a little bit later. Shelley and David, hang on. We're going to you next on ATN.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. 928-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Let's go to Michigan and Shelley. Shelley, how much snow in Michigan?
Hello. I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear what you said. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Hello, and how much snow in Michigan?
Well, there's 19 inches a little bit north of me. We got 12.
12.
That's not really too bad.
Yeah, I used to live in Michigan as a kid. You get that snow up to the rooftop sometimes in Kalamazoo.
Oh, my gosh, what part of Michigan do you live in?
We lived when I was, I think I was 3 or 4. We lived in Kalamazoo for a while.
You did? Oh, my gosh. What part of Kalamazoo?
Oh, I have to ask my mom. I don't know. I was so young. But she says,
cool.
I think right in the heart, though, right in the heart of whatever near the downtown area, because that's what she described to me, and I have pictures
of
it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's very hilly. We're in a...
Yes, that's what she said. It was very hilly where we lived.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful area in the summertime. Basically, you've got 9 months that are really beautiful, and the rest sucks.
There you go. 9 months, that's good, though. 9 months will take, yeah.
Right. Green Bay is going to be in the Super Bowl.
Green Bay, yes.
I'm voting for Green Bay because my father is from Washington Island, Wisconsin. So I have to do that. Badgers go. Go Badgers. Go Packers.
There you go. I love that.
And I wanted to speak on the smoking ban you were talking about.
Yeah, they were saying in New York now, the parks and the beaches.
It's ridiculous. and I had actually emailed you before I called you. I think that I'm going to start a no farting zone. Because I find... secondhand farts extremely offensive, and the problem with it, you don't have any idea if you're in a crowd who did it. And you have no idea what's coming out of somebody's...
I love that. You make a good point. Yeah, I mean, really, smokers are already outside in New York and blowing smoke all over the streets. Now somebody that smokes, you got to cut them a break here. They can't have a cigarette on a bench in Central Park.
Well, you know what's interesting? You can light a cigarette and you can also light a fart.
I love it.
There was a friend of mine in high school that actually did, and he almost burned his Levi's off.
Oh, I love it. You are hilarious. Oh, it's so funny.
It's so insane.
True.
It is insane. How myopic can we become as a nation?
Yeah,
seriously.
It doesn't matter. You don't like smoke. I get it. You don't have to be around it. But you can't. New York is giant. Central Park is huge. You don't even see that many people. It's not like the whole world is smoking up Central Park. So to do that you just can't do that. It's just not right to take those rights away. What if we said, think of the things you're making the point. Think of the things we could say that offend us. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. I mean, people offend each other.
I hate people. Ban people. We are banning people officially that we don't like. We're just going to decide. You have a sticker. And when you walk down the street, someone that's nasty to you, you put that sticker on them and they're banned for the day from that area.
There you go. There you go.
Shelley, you're a riot. Please be safe in Michigan.
You too.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. That was funny. David in Texas, hello.
Hello, Kate. I like your last caller.
She was good.
100%. I'm a smoker, too, so.
It's ridiculous. You can't, I mean, I get it. You don't like it. Some people like pot, don't like pot. You know, we got a million choices. We live in a free world. How many freedoms can you pull apart before it hits yours? That's the thing, too. If you start acting like the mayor of taking away things from people, it's going to come back and bite you.
Here's a real synopsis for you. This will really be weird for you. What if we say that the rich, like Mr. Jerry Jones, can't make money off of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, then what happens? No Super Bowl.
Then there's no Super Bowl, you know? That's how ridiculous it's getting these days.
Yeah.
You know? And as far as Egypt is concerned, I think it's going to be out of there in a heartbeat. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, it's a done deal now, especially that he has his thugs in the streets, and he doesn't have any muscle from any other foreign heads of state that are going to back him up. It's done.
Right. Let's see. Go Packers. Packers are going to win. I don't know how many people telling me that I'm going to be apologizing when the Packers lose, and I keep telling them, are you man enough to do that when the Steelers lose?
Yeah, I think the Packers win. I know a lot of people are picking the Steelers. I think the Packers win. I think this is it for Aaron Rodgers. In fact, I just did a column on this statistically, which you can manipulate stats however you want to, but as far as being an indoor quarterback, he loves it. He is loving being in Cowboy Stadium. In the 12 games that he's played.
Guest star.
Okay, officially the Cowboy Stadium, Death Star to you. It's Jerry's World to me. It is like a Death Star, but Jerry's World. You know, I got my Eagle sweatshirt on. But he has like 111 passer rating indoors. I mean, incredible numbers. I think he's going to have a good day. I do. As long as he gets protection and as long as that defense holds up and they can do something with Roethlisberger, I think so. I think it'll be close, though. We'll see. It'll be fun. Definitely. You're going to be out there in the parking lot somewhere, right?
Yeah, and you're going to have to find me in all this ice and snow here.
Well, the problem is with the ice and snow, for people listening in other parts of the country that are also dealing with ice and snow, what David's talking about, is I think it's affecting some of the things that you do at the Super Bowl, some of the parties. Yes, people are going to them, but some of the trinkets that are sold in the stores, it's too icy. People aren't going out, and they're not buying the 10,000 T-shirts. Now, they might as it gets warmer up toward the weekend, but I think some people are going to not make as much money, in other words, as they thought they would.
Oh, yeah, and I lost two days because of
right.
I don't know if they're going to call off tomorrow because it's still icy and snowy outside.
Right. Right.
So,
a lot of people that are helping are losing. Yes.
Yeah, I'm losing some money, and it's not, and I'm not real thrilled about it. But you know,
yeah,
it's part of life.
It is. You can't do much about Mother Nature.
Exactly.
That's for
and
sure.
The thing about my job is that now you and Jack and a few others, they get paid time off and sick days and vacations and stuff like that. Or if it's a snow day, they get paid for it. And kids, of course, love it because they don't have to go to school. People like me, I don't get any of that. If my wheels aren't turning, I'm not making any money.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to be doing that. Yeah. A lot of people though, anymore, David, have those kind of jobs. A lot. Even some of these brokerage houses are hiring people that way because they're not paying benefits or whatever. It's all up to you. As you were saying, you don't have the vacation days and everything. And that's how sometimes people are able to get some of those jobs that are unemployed. They don't get the full benefits package, and you're right. If you're not there, you're not making money. I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah, and you know, it's all about the rich people. The rich people, if they don't make the money, then nobody else is going to get any money or benefits or anything like that.
You know what? Absolutely true. David, we're up against it. Thanks. I'm going to expound on that point for a second. But in what he's saying, there is some truth to that. Because businesses, if they're not getting the right kind of breaks, like the tax breaks that kicked in, the one good thing about that was if anybody who's making the money, who has the money to expand, they're worried about regulations. That's the problem with healthcare. They're worried about the regulations, what's gonna mean for them, what's gonna mean for premiums, how they're gonna insure the people, all that stuff. So the headcount isn't gonna go up. If they're not going to add people, they're not going to add bodies, not knowing what it's going to cost them. That is what's wrong with the health care. It supposedly was supposed to be designed to help, but not really in the small business sense. Once the co-ops are up, maybe that's a little different story, but they're nowhere near ready to go. That would be 2014. So the big thing is not knowing the head count. I mean, not wanting to add to the headcount because of fear of the expense and how it could really smother the business. They're not going to add the job. And the jobs are missing. We can't talk about that enough. Really, honestly, the jobs are missing for so many people. They're either underemployed or they're young, coming out of school, have killed themselves to get through school, supposedly did what they're supposed to do, and they can't find those jobs, can't find them. All right, stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road here on America Tonight.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You know who I absolutely love, and I don't know him at all, but just in watching this guy, Mark Kelly, is he not the greatest? He just handles himself with the media and the people around him and just everything he seems to do. And I know someone removed from Kelly, somebody who's in other words, removed from me, like we have a mutual friend who has nothing to say but great things about Mark Kelly. And the question is, should Mark Kelly go back into space or stay with Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, his wife, because he's going to have to decide what to do. We've talked about this a bunch. In April, he would be the commander of the Endeavor's final voyage, right? So he would have to leave Giffords in her rehab by herself or with family and friends, whatever. I mean, they would be there to see her. She's got limited, at this point, limited movement on her right side. And we really don't know if she can speak. And you see pictures of her and you don't see her full face, which I think is right. They shouldn't invade her privacy that way. She was shot in the face, so think about it. There still is, even though she's making all these huge gains, there still is a lot to be said for rehabbing and the road ahead for her. So it was just a month ago when she was shot after all. Should Mark Kelly take the trip or not? Should he stay back with her and not fly? I mean, let's face it, you're going on a rocket. Mark Kelly might not come back. Who knows? It is a risky deal. And this is pretty early going in Giffords' road to recovery, all that rehab. Here's the thing I would say. It's completely a personal choice for Kelly, and he's a guy who, like I said, he's a team player from what I know, just a great guy. And this is not in media reports. This is in people that I know connected to the NASA program who have just said nice things about Mark. I've heard before all of this happened. But regardless, all that aside, who cares? Should he go into space? Should he go into space or not? I mean, it's a one-time chance for him. This is the last flight. That's what he was trained to do. This is his career. She knows that. That's what he loves. That's the whole thing. Of course, if he wanted to stay by her bedside and said, you know, my wife was almost killed and she's still rehabbing and I feel like I can't leave her side, no one would criticize him for that. And she definitely has a big group of friends and family, so they would be around her when he was gone. But you look at Giffordson, and she doesn't have, they say she's at a stage where she doesn't have the possibility of a lot of complications. It's just that he's got, you know, that she's got to do this rehab. Here's what I say. I say that he goes into space because she knew that was his career. She had this big career in a different direction because politics mattered to her. So she was doing that. He was doing the NASA game. They hooked up knowing each other's passions and supporting that because they're both tough things in a way if you think about it. I think he should go up. He hasn't said, he hasn't hinted. Whenever he's asked about it, he doesn't talk about it directly. He's, you know, got to make a decision. I think he should go for it. I don't think anyone would fault Kelly, who's been with her the entire time since she was shot in the beginning of January in that supermarket debacle, that tragedy. I don't think anyone would fault him if he took the reins of the Endeavor and went up into space. I bet there's some people, I bet there's some women that wouldn't agree with me on that, that would think, nah, you can't do that. This is his wife and he's, you know, he's got to be by her side and who knows what happens even though everything's going well and whatever. The word is from the people I know at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. I have a cousin that works there. Is they're supportive either way, but I think he goes up. I think this is, you know, the shuttles are being retired and she would support it, I believe. I think that he should go into space. What do you think? You think Mark Kelly should do that? That's kind of one of those dilemmas, right? 800-259-5791. And I'll tell you, Cop, who's hitting us up on the chat, always, he's good, always has some, I think, well thought out comments. And throwing in his two cents, he says, I think his wife would like him to go up for the final trip, go in space. I agree. Final trip, he's been there. I think that, I think he does it because she doesn't want him looking back, I'm betting, and regretting that he didn't make the trip, that he didn't take it when he had the chance. And she seems to be doing so much better. Everyone says that. The doctors just glow over her progress. I say go for it. Rick in Illinois, what do you think? Should Mark Kelly go into space or does he have the obligation to be by the congresswoman's side as his wife?
I say he gets to go.
Yay. Thumbs up. We all say thumbs up.
He's been training for this all his life. This is once in a lifetime for him to do it.
Yeah, he's got to go.
You know, they've cut the space program too, so we won't get another chance to see him later on, so. You better go while you got the chance. And they got people down there helping her rehab and all that. I mean, they got nurses and specialists and all that to watch her. So, you know, he can relax and don't have to worry about that. So she's in good hands.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I say he goes.
I say he goes, and I say public opinion be damned in a way because it's up to them. And I think he'll do what he wants to do ultimately and not let it weigh on him. I think he goes.
Yeah, he shouldn't have no guilty conscience.
I agree.
But I see George Bush's daughter, she's for gay marriage now.
Which one? I think they always were.
The one that didn't get
Barbara?
Married.
Oh, Barbara. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I see Dick Cheney's daughter's gay, so you reckon them two going to get married?
I don't think Barbara Bush, in fact, I know Barbara Bush is not gay, the granddaughter, but she's not, definitely no. But she takes a different opinion on a few things. Remember, Laura Bush was pro-choice. That ruffled a few feathers because she didn't toe the line. And I'm not surprised that Barbara takes a different stance on that, but no. And yes, Cheney's daughter, that's been out for a long time about her being gay. Well, I think they have kids.
I just wanted to announce that they're two getting married or something like that.
You want to make a joke. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Having people investigate that and see if it's any...
Oh, I can tell you already. I know somebody that dated Barbara Bush. No, she's not gay. The Cheney daughter, yes.
Yeah, I know she is.
Yeah.
Well, I just heard she announced she's four, and I figured she might be one too. So.
Well, think of her age. Think of her age. Think of where she's living, all that stuff. Yeah, she definitely, she's more moderate Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. You're very concerned about that. What else is going on? How much snow are you getting?
Oh, well, I don't know. The wind blew a bunch of it, so at least 17 inches.
Woo!
I got another 17 more of what the wind blew in, so.
Oh, the wind is tough, isn't it? Those snow drifts.
It was bad. They shut all the highways down and told everybody to stay home and get caught out driving in. When they shut the streets off, you get arrested, get a ticket.
Is that right? You give you a ticket?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to wait for emergency vehicles to make way, snow plows so they can get through. So they shut your streets down. They tell everybody to stay home. If you're out there for no reason, they can give you a ticket for it. So
yeah, wow.
And they highways. Yeah, some of the interstates they shut them down, and some of the major highways they shut down. So it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad everywhere. There's a lot of streets that are suffering with the ice and. As you said, the blowing snow and whatnot, it's crazy.
Yeah, there's still people digging out. I spent about 4 hours this morning digging out snow, the neighbors and all that.
So, doesn't that kill your back when you're... Do you have a blower or shuffle? A shovel, rather.
I have a shovel.
Ooh.
Green.
That's rough. Was it a big one? Because, here's the thing. They have the big kind, as you know... where the front is super big, but you have to, and so you'll get a lot of snow, but it kills your back when you flip that over.
Yeah, I know it.
Oh.
No plastic scoop shovel. So.
Good for you, Rick. Did your neighbors pay you, I hope?
No. They come dug me out, and then I went and helped them dig them
out. Oh, I see. It was tit for tat, so they helped you, you helped them.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
But.
I'm sorry.
What's going on in Egypt? Haven't heard lately.
In Egypt, it was huge because Mubarak sent his thugs out into the street. They clubbed Anderson Cooper. Six people were killed. 600 people were wounded. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you weren't going to do all that.
Yeah, the anti-Mubarak people were in full force, and the Mubarak thugs were out there, the pro-Mubarak people. No one's backing him up. He's got to back down at this point. And it was really ugly. They had camels and whips and all kinds of crazy things were happening in the streets, fires. Yeah.
I didn't know. I haven't been watching.
Day 10. We're going into day 10 of this.
Yeah.
That's nutty.
What's going on, so.
Yeah. Well, that's what you missed. You missed basically it could look like a movie scene from Syriana, perhaps. It almost looked like that in a marketplace somewhere. It's the square. But it's nasty stuff. It's gotten pretty rough, to be sure, Rick. Thanks. Be careful out there. It's nice you're helping your neighbor, though. I don't know. 4 hours of shoveling. Oh, it's rough. It's rough on your upper back and your arms. I don't know how people do that. It's one thing if you're plowing it. It's another thing if you use the snow blower. But when you're digging with the big wide shovel, oh, how do you guys do it? Stay with us.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Just for fun, coming up with a stretch drive here in the end of the hour of America Tonight, we're going to hit the birthdays. It's always interesting to know what someone's turning. Fran Tarkington. Remember all the Tarkington years with the Minnesota Vikings? Woulda, shoulda, coulda. They never won a Super Bowl with Tarkington. They were competitive. He's got a big birthday he's celebrating. Isla Fisher, you know her? Remember the cat that plays Bruno? That would be her husband. Isla Fisher has been in a bunch of different movies, and she's celebrating a birthday. She was in the chick flick called Confessions of a Shopaholic. Anyway, that's the lighter fare. We'll touch on that here in a few. But before we do that, if you want to throw in 800-259-5791, got some on the chat, too. Jack from Down Under says, Kate, I think... For him, because I was talking about Mark Kelly going into space, for him it's a lose-lose for Kelly. If he goes, he'll be damned in the media for putting his career first. If he stays, he could feel like having wasted all that time training. I don't think that he would be damned in the media. I don't think so. I know enough people that cover NASA, and I've talked to enough people in Houston and at the USA Today and some other places and covering the story. And I don't think anyone will rain on top of Mark Kelly. That'd be a big mistake to do that anyway. You're not going to win over any fans when you're trying to get your circulation numbers up or at least keep them by attacking the astronauts. So I don't agree. I don't think that will happen. But I think it's a tough choice. It's a hard one to make. I mean, here his wife almost died, he was hurled into the middle of this media storm. Some people knew who Kelly was, but he wasn't known that well. Now, of course, he is. And the concern just that a husband would have for his wife, who was shot in the head at point blank range, and her rehabbing and all that. The concern there, of course, they can hook them up. He could have a shot to her, we know, and they could talk and whatever when he's up in space. But there's always the danger, too, with these missions. I say go for it. The guy has worked his rear end off doing it. She knew his business. They liked each other because of that. That was a big part of their relationship. Boom, end of story. Just go for it. Do what, but just do what he wants to do and not worry about how it looks. I don't think he's not that kind of guy. He's a commander's commander, and I don't see him bowing to any kind of what he might think is public pressure. I doubt it. All right, let's go to Daniel in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good. What's the, you gotta tell us about the snow and the weather. Everybody wants to know.
Well, I went outside, earlier this afternoon, and, I don't get out back much because it's so snow that I can't open the door. But I opened it up, and the fresh powder is all the way past about the middle of my thigh. I'm 6'2", and we have snow above the middle of my thigh.
Woo! That's a lot of snow.
Oh, yeah, there's people who let their dogs out and they disappeared.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, as they run around, you know, and if the snow melts a little bit and then freezes again, it gets that kind of crust.
Right.
But, you know, the dogs will run around on it, and my neighbor, she had a cockatoo there on that. I thought so, and he went outside, and we were looking for him last night.
Oh, so you couldn't, and you never found him?
I think they found him, but he was burrowed. He, like, tunneled through the snow somewhere.
Oh, that's sad. That's good that they found him, though. Oh, that's rough.
I was talking to, I have a friend of mine. Yeah, he's still in the military. I was with him when I was there. But we have two weather items going on, which is one is in El Nino, and the other is La Nina. And
right.
When each one comes on, they kind of every other season they kind of change up, and there's a big area that pushes down cold because of the way the sun and the way the earth tilts. I don't know exactly how, but what we're in right now is an El Nino, and usually, from what I've heard, that's when they get the east coast is just getting slammed because it can pick up so much moisture from the Gulf of Mexico or from the Atlantic Ocean, and then it gets over. It was 30 degrees in Texas today.
Really. You don't have to tell me. I know. I was wrapped up. It was brutal.
Oh. Yeah. So, it's a day. They pick that up, and it can see. It's like a hurricane, except with snow.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's
and you're right. You look at those satellites. It's worth it to go and look at those satellite photos, because it's so scary to look at the white covering everything. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You're right. And look at those weather patterns. And what your friend described, he's dead on there, from what I understand. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Do you remember when the first Gulf War, the 200-hour ground war?
Yeah.
And the Iraqis, the Republican Guard was fleeing, and they showed that desert road. It went on for like 6-7 miles, and there was just abandoned equipment everywhere. Tanks,
yeah.
RPGs, everything. That's what our freeway looked like today. It looked like the road to Baghdad.
Because it was just all abandoned.
Yeah, they're all abandoned. One actually, I don't know how they pulled it off, but it was vertical. The headlights were dug into the ground. It was standing straight up. Vertical.
Ooh. You're kidding.
No, they got a travel advisory all over here.
Oh, that'd be the worst. First, you have to dig out your little miniature dog. Then you have to figure out what happened to your car.
Yep.
Oh, that's no fun. Just take, you know, no. You're taking a stick and you're poking it, and you're tall, and you're looking. Where is it? I know it's here somewhere. Oh, that, yeah. And you see the pictures everywhere. In Chicago, it's terrible too. And even in Texas with the ice, they've had cars that were abandoned all over the place.
Well, I know I see some of the ice that they had that were on the power lines. They can add up to 1,000 pounds. on that ice if it has enough moisture contact in it and gets on the lines, it can add up to 1,000 pounds per square inch more than the lines are already feeling when they're just hanging there.
Wow.
It doesn't take much.
No kidding. And then there's so many the possibilities of scary things that can happen with those transformers when the lines go down and just the live lines and everything. Wow, fascinating stuff. Daniel, thanks for sharing your view of what's happening and the description. We appreciate it. You take care out there.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to this day in history quickly. A couple of interesting things. If we go back, of course, February 3rd, 1959 was a rough day in rock and roll history. Why? Because at just 22 years old, Buddy Holly and his crew, the Big Bopper was with him, who was 28 at the time, 17-year-old Richie Valens. They died in an airplane crash near Mason City, Iowa. So they call it the day the music died. Even remember, there's an old song Don McLean made in the 70s called American Pie, and he has that line in there. And Buddy Holly had some huge hits in that small amount of time. That'll Be the Day, Peggy Sue, Maybe Baby, and there's, I'm sure, others I'm not even mentioning here. But a lot of people remember Buddy Holly and the plane crash. Okay, let's talk about a few other things in history. How about this one? In 1964, Coach Rupp of the University of Kentucky, for all you Kentucky people out there, got win number 700. The Wildcats defeated Georgia at the time 108-83. That was big if you think of history. In 64, the British group, the Beatles, of course, got their first gold record for the single I Want to Hold Your Hand. They also won a gold LP award for Meet the Beatles. Yeah. I mean, they were big, no doubt about it, right? 84, a sellout crowd of 18,210 at Madison Square Garden in New York City saw Carl Lewis best his own world record in the long jump by 9 1/4 inches. 9 1/4 inches. That was pretty spectacular, pretty big time. Okay, how about birthdays? Oh, let's hit up some of those birthdays. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. You know who would be celebrating a birthday? Of course, he would be the oldest living man right now. Norman Rockwell died in 78, but he was born on this day in 1894. Also born on this day, Victor Bono, who was born in 1938. He died in the 80s. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, that was some of his fare. I mentioned Fran Tarkington, and Fran Tarkington is 71 years old, the former Vikings quarterback, 18 seasons for Minnesota and New York. Isla Fisher, 35 years old, actress. Maura Tierney, 46 years old. Morgan Fairchild, another actress, way back in the 70s, Falcon Crest, 61 years old. Also, if Gertrude Stein were alive, how old would she be? Talk about a creative writer, 137. Ooh, that'd be old.